Folks, hello, welcome to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Dean.
I'm Megan. It's Tuesday. Welcome.
Welcome. We just heard Ethel Kane, the only Midwest princess, if you ask me.
Isn't she from the South? What?
I think she's from Missouri. I might be making that up.
She's just American, you know? She has American vibes.
Well, if you're not from New York or LA, you're from the Midwest.
Yeah, so true.
That was an abridged version of the song For Sure that was released. That song is like 10 minutes long, so I could not play you the whole thing.
She's from Florida.
Florida, sad.
So, not the Midwest.
Maybe she's from the panhandle, at least, who's to say. But
Tallahassee.
Okay, yeah, that's tough. I feel like Tallahassee is like the most Midwest of all of the Florida cities.
Okay.
Will you give me that?
Sure.
Yeah, okay, so I'm right. Great, thanks. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was For Sure, 10-minute long track. Check out the full version everywhere, folks. You can hear it everywhere. They're playing it in the Targets, I've heard. But yeah, we've got a great show for you this time around. We're just going to get this under our belt quick. There's some apple picking on the agenda from what I've been told. So just, you know, paying for the privilege of doing work that migrant farmers that we won't even allow to live here do, which is always charming.
You always see things in such a beautiful, positive light.
Folks, we love the fall, don't we? Let's just keep going. Keep jiving and riving and driving to these tunes.
Riving.
Yeah, right? We're riving. It's Peach Pit, folks. Forgive us. This song came out like 2 weeks ago. This is the first Peach Pit song in a while.
I love Peach
we
Pit.
We didn't play it. It was under the radar. We got married
what
during
it. What are they
it.
Paying us for?
I know. So anyway, the song's called Magpie. In sort of penance for our sins, I've put out all of the wife's jewelry on the windowsills for the birds. Mm-hmm. So they should enjoy that. Here's Magpie by Peach Pit.
Let go. You made me happy when we were young. But now the crying over you has begun. There was our time. There was our time. Time in the sun.
I hope to God.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Rip It Up by Orange Juice. Before that, we heard Jeremy Albino with a brand spanker from him, Our Time in the Sun. And then we heard another brand spanker, came out a couple weeks ago, New Peach Pit. The song's called Magpie.
Woo! Folks. We love music.
We love tunes. We love playing them for our friends on the radio. That's what I'm always saying. Now, folks, next up is the Magnetic Fields, the luckiest guy on the Lower East Side.
Yeah, I feel like we always have to do a segment where we announce the 20 or 30th anniversaries of albums just to make everyone feel really old.
Yes.
So
yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, here I am, Father Time, come to collect his due. But yes, 69 Love Songs, the album from which this song stems, is 25 years old this year.
Wow.
You love this record.
I know a few songs. They're not my favorite, but I know I'm being a hater. And there's so many times where Dean has not liked something for so long, and I'm like, this guy's so stupid. Like, it's actually ridiculous. And then eventually he loves them, and I'm like, that's right. So yeah. I feel like that's going to be you and me with this, where I've only heard like three or four of the songs, and none of them, you know, wow me. I find the voice a little droning, but I have gotten over droning voices in the past for other other albums. So I think I just need to listen to it like four times, okay, and then I will like it.
Here's my pitch. Are you ready for the pitch on this record? And folks, this is your pitch too, to dive right in if you haven't listened to this thing. I honestly think it's one of the best
records. Is there actually 69 songs?
There are 69 love songs on it. So it started with Stephen Merritt is like the main guy for Magnetic Fields. And he had the thought that has crossed through all of our heads one time or the other, which is you're listening to a Broadway song and you're like, this is so basic. I could do this so easily. So he's like, okay, I'll write 100 love songs. It'll get me in the door. And then he's like, wait, that's too many. 69 love songs. And his original idea was to have this be like a review where he would have like drag queens come and like perform the songs with him.
Okay.
But then he realized like, oh, like if I can't teach all of these drag queens 69 songs, like that's too much. So maybe I should just like, I would have to make a record for them to listen to anyway. Maybe I'll just do the record instead. So
that's cool.
Yeah. So that's where 69 love songs came from. And the whole thing, folks, it's just, it's the perfect, you know, like X-y, Gen X, millennial, cuspy style, like ironic, sincere hodgepodge of like, you just sort of like being like cynical and above it all, but like at the very core of the record, it is a romantic record. It is like for, like Virginia, the lovers. And it's just, it's got like equal parts like heart and annoying smarm, and
that's what you love.
That's
why you like that. Yeah,
it's very, very good. With 69 love songs you can cover a whole range of different if this is a Benjamin Moore we're walking in, think of all of the swatches of love, shades and varietals there are to pick through. And it's not just the one guy. There's like, I think five different people, including the main guy, sing on the record.
Oh, okay.
So there's a la the Mountain Goats, where it's like it's a very international band in that all of the songs are about different places. It's like the sort of universality of what they're covering here.
I see in this article though another reason I don't like the record, which is that it's really ukulele heavy, and I really
hate
the sound of the ukulele.
Absolutely. Cuckoo is the first song and it is ukulele heavy.
It says that he plays 100 instruments. This is from albumism.com, by the way. 100 instruments on the album, but mostly the ukulele, which unfortunately is the worst instrument in the world, I hate to say. So
okay, spoken like a typical colonizer.
Okay, Mr. Vance Joyce Stan, apparently.
Okay. I don't know what's the worst thing to call someone. But anyway, folks.
Just kidding. I've seen Vance Joy live. He's a nice guy. It seems good.
Well, he did a Paul Simon song that you also hated because you hate Paul Simon.
No, I don't. No slandering me. Okay, let's get into the song. Okay. This is The Luckiest Guy on the Lower East Side by the Magnetic Fields.
Thank you.
and so are you. My car is ugly, but then I'm ugly too. I know you'd never give me a second glance, but when the weather's nice, all the other guys don't stand a chance. I know the vessel blooming makes you feel like a woman, but when the wind is in your hair, you laugh like a little girl. So you share secrets with Lou, but we've got secrets too. Well, one, I only keep this heat for you, 'cause I'm the ugliest guy on the Lower East Side. But I've got wheels, and you wanna go for a ride. Wanna go for a ride. We'll be right back.
Folks, hello. Welcome back to your indie wake-up call here on none other than CFRC
101.9
FM. That is exactly right. We just heard Wasaya Project. Wasaya?
Yeah. Wasaya?
Wasaya, possibly. Somebody Come Through is the track. Before that, we heard Bon Enfant with Demande Spéciale.
I love that you did that. You always make me read the French songs, and yeah, you did it yourself.
I'll translate that good for time. Our English-speaking
oh my
audience,
God.
Though. That's Good Kid with their song Special Request.
I think Bon can mean a lot of things, but...
It means good, mostly.
Or, you know, doesn't it mean, like, pretty? I guess sometimes
that's
no.
That's Beau.
Belle. Oh, yeah. Whatever. Whatever.
And right at the top here, The Magnetic Fields, The Luckiest Guy on the Lower East Side off of 69 Love Songs, which is 25 years old as of 2 days ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Exciting stuff.
Exciting
you know what else
times.
Is exciting? Football. Except not really.
Are you ready
for
some football? Folks, I've been so excited. I'm blatantly stealing this very funny tweet, but my friends dropped me off in the woods 8 hours before kickoff with just a compass just to prove how much I love the game.
That's
and I needed
right.
to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But
so our dog has never experienced football season.
That's exciting
so
for
when
him.
Dean is going, at the TV, the dog's gonna be like, what is going on? I was debating taping like a Go Bills Go to our front door, not because like I love football, just because if any of our neighbors are ever like, is someone dying?
Yeah.
They can just go to our door and they'll be like, I get it now, you know?
Like a baby on board.
Yeah, literally. Like, excuse the noise, please. But
yeah, that's pretty funny. But
I do like, there's all those like TikToks that are always like, my wife says I'm not allowed to make noise during football, and it's like just all the comments are like, this is abuse, you have to let him
that's,
express
that's right.
himself.
Yeah.
Like, anyway.
Well, like I get worked up about football, just but like imagine how much worse it is when you watch the Oscars with me. Like,
oh.
I'm surprised the cops don't get called.
It's kind of true.
Yeah. Folks, we're pretty excited, mostly, well, for a lot of reasons. The Bills, they don't have to do any of these like silly international games, so they're not getting on like 20-hour flights, which is nice. We've got a late bye. Folks, it's looking good.
You're very concerned about their health and bodies.
Yes, yeah.
That's nice.
But,
someone's
yeah.
looking out for them, and his name is Dean.
That's right. Once they leave the team, they can disintegrate into atoms, as I am concerned. But while you're working for me, I need you in tip-top form. We also have new kickoff rules, finally. The kickoff is one of the most dangerous things that happens in any sport. There's a lot of like, look at all of this text. This is all about the kickoff rules. It's a lot.
Okay.
But like fundamentally, you had two guys standing on opposite ends of the field.
Yeah.
One team would kick the other, and then these two lines of men would just run full tilt at each other.
Yeah.
And collide.
Yeah.
And many people got very seriously injured by this constantly.
Yeah, it's like Red Rover.
Yes.
Which they banned from schools. And yet
Red Rover, but like you're 300 pounds.
Yeah.
And covered in muscle and pads.
Yeah.
They've changed it so basically, like, the teams aren't running as far into each other. There's a little more leniency for the kicker and, like, where the ball lands. It's just to, like, stop that complete nonsense from happening. So that's inarguably a great thing. Folks, we're happy to see it. And we're happy to see our Buffalo Bills become Super Bowl champions. And we hope that Patrick Mahomes and his family are safe and sound for the whole year.
All right. Sorry, is that a guy on another team and you're being menacing?
I'm being a little facetious about who is seen as the face of the league and the best quarterback around.
Oh, but you think he should be your quarterback?
No, because I think because he's the best, I don't like him, basically.
Wait, sorry, is this guy on your team or no?
No, he's the Chiefs quarterback, Mahomes. You've got to know.
Who is your quarterback?
Our boy is none other than Josh Allen.
But I'm saying, like, do you want Josh Allen to be the face of the league. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, you never want to be that.
Because then he'd be too famous?
Because then you're that guy. Oh. You know, you don't want to be that guy. You want to be a very good team that people underestimate, which is what the Bills are.
Okay.
And that's if they ever became the best team ever. I don't know. I feel like I would change as a person.
I'm going to start saying that about the Leafs, just that they're a really good team that people underestimate. anyway.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's not... It's a comedy hour over here. Folks, up next, we've got MJ Lenderman. We are leaving Brat Summer and approaching Manning Fireworks Fall. Mm. This is the new MJ Lenderman record just released. This is the song that I've been vibing with most thus far. You don't know the shape I'm in. Here we go. Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on 101.9 FM. We just heard a band that has our number for sure, Knitting, with College Rock Song number one. Before that, we heard the band, The Shape I'm In. And why did we hear that? Because we just heard MJ Lenderman with a new track off their new record, You Don't Know The Shape I'm In.
Wow.
Folks, it's like they're referencing a classic song or something.
And they're all great.
And they're all great. Speaking of classics, Pavement, folks.
There's a new movie.
There's a movie coming out what's his name? Something Carey Perry. Alex Ross Perry. I think he directed that Her Smell movie.
Oh, I did not see that.
Yeah. But anyway, it's a movie. It's called Pavements with an S. It just premiered at the Venice Film Festival. There's a clip floating around. The guy from Stranger Things, Joe Perry, is Stephen Malkmus.
Joe Carey, isn't it?
That's what I said.
Oh.
I don't know. There's a Perry and there's a Carey.
He's a good actor. I mean, there's like one clip that's released. First of all, I think he's good in Stranger Things. I think he's good in everything.
He's a charming guy. But, and honestly, D'Jo has some good songs.
Oh, yeah. No, he's talented. But like the one scene that's out, like he already looks like he's doing a really good job.
Yeah.
Like, he's a good actor.
He looks like a real piece of work.
yeah. He looks hateable.
Which is like exactly why I'm so excited for this movie. This movie, it's like a mix between like archival footage and interviews and a biopic. And it's all, like, sort of mixed together in a really interesting way. They also had, like, a pop-up museum full of real and fake artifacts.
Okay.
Like, it's very, like, fiction, non-fiction interwoven. It sounds very, very cool.
Nice.
I just want to share not the full artist statement, but the beginning of the artist statement that the director made at the Venice Film Festival, which just resonated with me immensely. Quote, "The music documentary has run out of gas. The musician biopic seems doomed to be a part of our lives forever. The lowest form of highbrow storytelling. Yet, against my better judgment, I love all these movies that are rarely good and seldom qualify as cinema. I love to hate the cliched storytelling in phony baloney biopics. I will watch any archival documentary that invites me to revel in the aesthetics of a bygone era I miss dearly." This seems like the best of both worlds, I guess, in that way.
Yeah,
I'm very excited.
It has a Dougie from Bridesmaids in it.
Oh my god, Tim Heidecker, an artist who we play on the show pretty frequently
because he has a good folk band. Famously, Maya Rudolph's husband to be in the movie Bridesmaid, where he has two lines. So, pretty nice. Tim and Eric,
hateful.
Who? What?
Hateful.
I've never seen such a thing. You know what I've seen many times? Bridesmaids.
My
mom's favorite
last
movie.
Week, this lady, she gives me trouble for forgetting Maya Rudolph's name and saying that she's PTA's wife. And here you are saying you don't remember Tim Heidecker's name.
He's Maya Rudolph's fake husband.
All right. Well, anyway, folks, once we see Pavements, we will give you the full review. I'm pretty stoked for that one.
Yeah.